It's Big Ugly Tailgate, bringing the party to the radio with Casey Studdard, Johnny Rogers, and Ashley Camrath. Talking sports, food, music, and all things ATX on the horn.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Big Ugly Tailgate. Sitting here watching College Game Day, and it's just weird looking at Penn State. You know, Penn State, Ohio State, that's usually a whiteout game, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just, that's a crazy environment. I would love to go to, that's one game I would like to go check out, is a whiteout game in Penn State.
Yeah, that's on my bucket list. The other game I want to go see an Army-Navy game.
It's so fun. I went to my first one last year, and it is so fun. They're actually playing this year, but they're not playing it in the same stadium.
Yeah, aren't they doing it at West Point?
Yeah, so it's going to be, I think, just the West Pointers.
Just the cadets?
Yep. It was such a cool game. I mean, you talk about tradition and history.
Did you see it when it was
military.
In Philly?
Uh-huh.
At the Link?
Uh-huh.
That's pretty cool.
It was amazing. It really was. Saw a lot of friends there. You talk about tradition and...
Yeah.
Well, look at that.
That whiteout game at Penn State. Oh, God, that would be fun to play in.
That would be one I would love to play in, too. Those fans are just... everybody... You know, it's just... They're into it.
They have some of the cleanest-looking uniforms. In college football.
Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Texas uniforms are way better than Penn State.
Yeah, I agree.
Only reason why Ohio State's going to crush Penn State is because that badass linebacker that Penn State had opted out this year.
Yeah.
That dude's cold.
Penn State could be 0-2 to start the year off. Lost to Indiana last week, and then they got a big matchup today.
And they're tied at 6 with Oklahoma State in the top 25.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Casey, someone texted in and said, I need your thoughts about the decommits.
Who cares?
I mean, none of these kids have been, ever since this new era of the last, with social media and all this stuff with recruits and, the last 5-6 years, and in the transfer portal, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. I'll just go to another school.
I'll go to another school. Another school will take them right away because they can go and play. And so for me, I don't look at it that way anymore. I'm just like, well, if you get here, you get here. Because if they come here and they're not playing the first year, they're probably going to transfer anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So when I talk about that, I'm just like,
who cares?
Who cares? And that's just the way I look at it. Because I'm not going to go,
Well, if you're not winning in November and December, you better be winning in February, and that's not happening right now.
Yeah,
but to talk about kids that aren't going to come. I mean, who cares? Like, I want the guys that want to be here, right?
Yeah,
and. Again, we're not seeing those dogs like you were talking about, Casey.
Yeah.
Let's get some dogs in here.
Yeah.
Some guys with some fight. It's Texas fight, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone else texted in and said, what coach out there is ready to take on a place like the University of Texas? This program shows that it is much too big for 95% of coaches considered for this job.
Well, it's because a lot of the coaches, they think they can just come in here and just be a head coach. And worry about that, but there's a lot more that plays in down here. There's a lot of alumni that you got to shake hands with
politics.
And talk to, and politic, and you need a coach that can.
You don't
handle
have to do
all
that. You're just not going to be around very long.
Charlie
if you
Strong.
You yeah. need a coach that can.
John Mackin.
Yep, didn't want to play the game.
Yeah, if you guys want.
Okay, but let's look at what this texter said. What coach out there is the guy that could come into a program like Texas and right the ship? Urban, obviously, that's a guy who's going to be at top of everybody's list.
Yeah,
I like row the boat guy up at Minnesota, PJ Fleck. I think he's a little bit shticky. I don't know if shtick.
Minnesota just lost to Maryland too, so we don't want him either.
But I think shtick.
We don't want guys that can't beat Maryland.
I think shtick works at A&M. I don't think shtick works at the University of Texas.
So how long before Shanahan's ready?
Well, he just re-upped a good contract out west. in San Francisco. But I think Kyle Shanahan at some point will be a head coach at the University of Texas.
What do you think Saban's going to do?
Retire.
Yeah. Greatest coach ever.
Retire the best. Number one. Yeah. Do some more Aflac commercials. He's a big celebrity now. He's a big model.
Those are pretty funny.
He's an influencer. But I like the coach at Minnesota. I mean, he's a good coach. PJ Fleck, he's been successful at every place he's been.
Where did he come from again?
PJ Fleck, I believe, was at Central Michigan, the Chippewas.
Yeah, that's right. That's where he was, yeah.
But he's the whole row the boat deal, that's kind of his thing, and he's taken that everywhere he's gone. Again, I just don't know if Shtick works at Texas.
No.
I don't think Texas fans want to row the boat.
No.
I'd buy in.
No.
No.
But if that's not the guy, I would say that another guy I think Texas has to look at, and as much as it would make me upset, but Gary Patterson. I mean, Gary Patterson, we know he wins in Austin.
Truth.
But he's of all the Big 12 coaches, to me, he's the guy that would make the most sense. They're not going to pick off Lincoln Riley.
Nope.
Not that they would want to. Actually, they probably would want to. But that's not happening. So,
but Lincoln Riley didn't have to rebuild a team.
Right.
So that's the hard thing, is you got to be able to, you know.
He came in and he had a full deck the second he walked.
Same but way he's managed with, to
same
maintain
way with
that
Day
deck.
At Ohio State.
Correct.
You know what I mean? These guys came into well-oiled machines.
Yeah, it was not. Texas was not a well-oiled machine.
How long has Dabo Swinney been at Clemson?
8 years?
Yeah.
10 years?
At least 10 years.
Yeah.
Took him 5 years to get rolling.
Mm-hmm. Do you think...
We just got two texts at the same time. What about Chris Peterson?
Which one's he?
Yeah, Chris Peterson would be a good guy.
Former UW coach.
Washington coach. He was the Boise State guy that turned that around.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't get me excited.
No.
You know, I think Urban gets everybody excited.
Yeah.
I think there's probably four or five guys. I mean, I hope Texas doesn't hire a search committee. You don't need a search committee to find the right guy. Go out and get Urban. Go out and get PJ. Go out and get Nick. If Nick wants to go one more time around at a new school. But I don't know. I don't know who Texas targets.
Yeah, I mean.
Goodness, two people back-to-back just texted Bob Stoops. Someone said, what about the coach? Oh, everybody's. What about the coach from Auburn? He's on the hot seat there, but he wins.
Gus?
And then also said, bring back Mac.
Mac ain't coming back.
Mac
to Texas.
Ain't coming back.
He can go back to North Carolina, but he ain't coming back to Texas.
Nope.
Yeah.
No. Art Briles.
No, come on.
That ain't happening. I don't let him go anywhere near that program. But yeah, Shanahan, I mean, it would take a lot of money to get him down here. but you know, those guys at the pro level. You know what they love about coaching in the pros? Not recruiting.
Right.
The last thing these guys want to do at the end of their day is pick up the phone and talk to a bunch of 16, 17,
well, these
and
kids now, what they do is they get mad.
If they don't retweeted.
Get retweeted or, you know, it's like, come on, dude.
Tweet me.
Like, it's, I don't know. These kids are so involved in that. They're so dug deep in this.
But how is it? But it's not just exclusive to the Texas kids. I mean, this is happening all over the country. So why is it working in other places and not working down here?
Yeah,
it's a good question.
It's just one of. It's just.
What about? Yeah, here's Big Mike texting. What about Major Applewhite? I mean, do you want a Texas guy to come back, or do you care? You just want to win.
Yeah, I'd rather just have a good coach and win, have a good squad again, so I can. So people can't talk crap the whole time.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's.
I just feel like we're having the same conversation.
Yeah, no, I think Major would be good too, but, you know, he comes with baggage now too, everyone thinks. You know, so that's the whole thing with him. You know. So that's he got screwed in Houston.
Yeah. He just got caught in a bad spot.
Yeah.
Like, well, it wasn't a great job to take.
No.
And one of the texters did say that, you know, going back and looking at, who was it? Tom Herman's teams at Houston, Greg Ward was one of their leading rushers. So it shouldn't come as a surprise that Sam is the leading rusher on the Texas team right now. But
yeah, no, I mean, I expect him to be.
That is part of their offense. It's a zone read.
But, I mean, you got it's fourth game in. You're telling me there's not one running back over 200 yards?
No.
You know what I mean? Like, let someone eat. You know, that's just that rotation thing. Ooh. So that's just weird.
I like one of these texters just texted in, what about a Steve Sarkisian or Eric sleeping with Bieniemy? Mm. I think Eric Bieniemy wants to be a head guy at the pro level, and he should be, and he will be.
Yeah, he's getting picked up next year.
He is a hell of a coach, and it's shocking to me that nobody's picked him up. Do you remember him when he was at Colorado?
Yeah, so he we almost whooped his ass when we played at Colorado.
Is that right?
Me and Tim Crowder and one other person. Man, I can't remember if it was Tim Crowder or not.
What do you mean by that?
So we had our walkthrough, and he thought we knew who he was, you know, but we're all Texas guys. You know what I mean? Like, I'm from Colorado, but I couldn't.
You knew who he was.
After someone said something, but I wouldn't. Yeah, I knew the name, but I didn't know walking by him, he could walk by me, I wouldn't recognize. You know what I mean?
So what transpired?
Like, he thought he tried to get all big chested with us when we're trying to get back, you know, like when we're coming out the locker room and we're like, what?
He ain't a big dude.
No, we're about to whoop his ass. Like, before, like, this is the day before the game. Like, he tried to, like, talk. He's trying to, I can't remember what the hell he said, but I remember, like, so I'd see you. When you come out of your locker room, there used to be like this long ramp on the right side, and we were going up the ramp. And
he expected you guys to know who he was.
Yeah, like try to like big time us. We're like, well, we'll whoop your little ass. Okay, you know what I mean? Like, come on, dude. So that's the only image I have of Bieniemy. So I don't know if he's a good coach or not. So every time I see him, I'm like,
he's doing something right. I mean, granted, he has a lot of weapons in Kansas City right now, but.
Yeah,
no, he's going to get that opportunity next year. I thought,
but
for
he
sure.
has the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right,
that's easy to, if you have a guy who can fling it like that, that just hits windows like Patrick Mahomes. Like he'll put air underneath the ball. You're like, he's going to let the guy run right underneath it and just thump.
Let players make plays.
He throws darts, and that's what you. Yeah, 100%.
And he's a player.
Yes,
he makes plays. Yeah. But you're right. It's a lot easier to be a good coach when you got the best player in the league.
Yeah.
And God, now and then they just got Le'Veon? You kidding me? The rich get richer.
I wonder how they're going to utilize him. Because that running back from LSU is so cold.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Yeah, he's good.
He's really good. I got him on my fantasy team.
He reminds me of Selvin Young, his vision, the way he sees holes. You're like, oh, yeah.
But cool. Do you think bringing in somebody like Le'Veon takes away from that?
No. Le'Veon knows that he's on a one-year deal trying to get back in the NFL.
I think he just wants to
play football.
Play football. Win a championship.
Yeah.
He just wants to get paid. That's all he cares about. I mean, hell, he sat out a year.
Yeah.
That was dumb.
And then Tom Brady just picked up Antonio Brown.
Yep. That should be interesting. How's the Tom Brady experiment down in Tampa gone?
Good. Bruce Arians has the right type of offense.
Yeah.
They have so many weapons.
Well, he's also the right type of coach for Tom.
Yeah.
Because he's going to let Tom do what he wants to do.
Yeah. He's going to take Tom's best qualities and, you know, and just expand on them.
Yeah. And speaking of the NFL, you have the Saints playing the Bears this week.
It's going to be a good game.
And did you know there will be 3 Westlake quarterbacks on the field when that game happens?
Not on the field.
On the field.
On the sidelines.
That's okay. They're on the pitch.
They're on the pitch.
So you got Nick Foles taking on Drew Brees with quarterback Jay Rodgers.
One on the field at a time.
Jay Rodgers, also a Westlake quarterback who's now the defensive line coach for your Chicago Bears.
Well, you can't really put him in the quarterback category if he's teaching D-line.
Yeah, he was a quarterback at Westlake.
You can't put him in a quarterback
not
category.
Practicing.
Absolutely you can. He's on the field.
He's not. He's on the sideline. And there's only one quarterback on the field at a time anyways.
That's true.
So.
Okay, so text line's still going off. We've got like 17 listeners today. Busy morning. So someone said, grass is not always greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. Keep Tom, and let's see how he does with a QB that fits his system.
Does Sam not fit his system? I mean, I thought the system is set up for Sam.
That's what I thought. Someone else texted in and said, will Sam come back next year and play for Urban Meyer? I mean, these are the conversations
Sam's
we're having circa 2020.
Oh, he has a choice? Mm-hmm. Oh, if Urban Meyer comes in,
year doesn't count as far as players go.
Yeah, I mean, if...
If you're a fifth year, you can come back for a sixth year. I think Ramon Flanagan was the longest tenured college player. He was the quarterback at SMU for like 10 years.
How?
I don't know. He kept getting hurt and coming back.
Huh.
Great shirt.
Yeah, but... You know, this system is set up for Sam, and I Brian Kelly at Notre Dame. That's another good call. I think Texas would take Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
He's a program builder.
That's what we need. Mike Singletary.
No, it ain't happening.
They ain't hiring a Baylor guy.
Female listener number 16 texted in Dub Bears.
Yeah, Dubbears. Chicago's a fun team to watch. Have y'all been watching my Cardinals?
Yeah.
Woo!
So who are you pulling for? The Saints, the Cardinals, or the Bears?
Yes.
Okay.
Today or this weekend, I'm pulling for the Bears.
Okay.
And the Cards.
Drew's out. Our buddy Drew Brees.
Sorry, bud. Love you, but
another one of our celebrities tunes in every Saturday morning.
He died. Well, he's been on the show.
Him and CDC.
Yeah. And Joe Rogan. Joe's listening.
Oh
to
yeah,
him.
Of course.
Yeah.
Those guys actually listen. They get together to listen. To the Big Ugly Tale.
Oh, yeah. They have listening parties on Saturday mornings.
Joe and Chris Del Conte. They get together, have some donuts, and sit around and listen to... They want to know what Casey Studdard's thinking.
Shoot. I don't even know who I am.
other action in the NFL this week. Patriots-Bills. That'll be a good game. Patriots are down a little bit this year. The Cam Newton experience hasn't really gone well.
I mean, what were they thinking? I think his arm's just gonna
magically
not throw interceptions anymore.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think the biggest surprise. I don't know if it's a surprise, but the Tennessee Titans, they're off to a 5-1 start. They're going to play the Bengals. That they should.
Why is that a surprise? They went to the AFC Championship last year.
I thought it was a fluke. I didn't think Tannehill was the quarterback.
That's true.
I didn't think he was an NFL quarterback.
No, I hear that, but. With that run game, it's easy to be a quarterback.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
With that run game, it's easy to be a quarterback because you're getting your one-on-one matchups. You're getting, you know, your play actions just crushed because they're so heavy focused on Henry. And if you don't, he's going to exploit, and he'll run a 60-yard touchdown on you and break away. Like, he's a linebacker playing running back that runs a 4-4.
But Mike Vrabel, that is a leader of men right there.
I like Vrabel.
Vrabel's great.
Yeah. Ray will be a cool coach.
Other NFL action, you got the Raiders taking on the Browns. Browns are playing well. Unfortunately, yeah. OBJ goes down with a knee injury last week, so he's not going to be around. Baker's doing good. You know what Baker's doing that has been very successful for him this year? He's been out of the news.
Oh, he's focused?
I feel like we finally have a focus.
Baker Mayfield. Scary.
And he's doing really good things.
2020, anything can happen.
I guess so.
How many interceptions has he thrown this season?
That's a good question. Yeah. Probably not as many as it did last year. I mean, they're playing good ball.
Down like two.
You got the Colts taking on the Lions. Vikings go to the Packers. Jets at Chiefs. Rams taking on the Dolphins. Two a time. How do you think that's going to go down in Miami? Steelers-Ravens, that's a great game coming up on Sunday. Chargers-Broncos, 49ers-Seahawks. The Cowboys taking on the Eagles. How are things going in Dallas this year, Casey?
Bad.
Terrible.
I am looking forward to the Ravens-Pittsburgh game. That's this weekend, right?
Yep, that'll be a great game.
That one and the Seahawks-49ers. You know what's going to be wild, though, in the NFL is that they could possibly have four people in one division in the playoffs. And that would be the Rams, 49ers, Seahawks, and the Cardinals. All in one division, all in the playoffs.
And then Monday night, you got the Buccaneers at the Giants. There's just some really bad football going on in New York right now.
I was about to say.
New York, Dallas.
Texas, yeah.
Washington. Who's the other one in Philly?
Yeah.
And they all thought Wentz was the truth.
Casey. I mean, sorry, Johnny, you need to read the text that I've got pulled up. Don't read it. Just read it out loud. Go.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Dishes. Dishes who? Dishes Sean Connery. What?
Because you know how he used to talk?
Dishes song.
Dishes.
Yeah.
Ah, I got you.
Rest in peace. 2020 sucks. Lost some good people this year. Sure. Agreed.
Did you really just have Johnny do that?
Yeah, because I wasn't going to attempt it.
God, dishes. Dang. Dishes.
Just say it in your Connery voice. What'd you say? Oh, sorry, my mic just went dead. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with more Big Ugly Tailgate after this.
Good morning, Austin, Texas. How you doing? Thank you for listening in to the Big Ugly Tailgate here on 104.9 The Horn. You are listening live with Ashley Camrath, Casey Studdard, and myself, Johnny Rogers.
Good morning, everyone.
Got some good football on today.
I'm getting some feedback. I think our energy's a little low today.
Yeah, we're struggle bus this morning over here.
Yeah. No, but someone texted right before we went on a break, and what was the question again?
Which one?
About letting Tom evolve?
Yeah, yeah.
You're letting Sam evolve?
Yeah, will you read that for us?
Yeah, so he basically said, if I can find it, thank y'all for texting in. It's Sam's been busy this backwards. Morning.
It's that top one, I think.
No, but I do understand. I do understand what you're saying about yes, Tom Herman was a better coach than Charlie Strong. He definitely is. He's done good for the program. He's
got a winning record.
He has a winning record, but you just kind of see that progression of players going backwards. Like Sam 2017 compared to Sam this year, it's like he's kind of going back that way with his accuracy and his throwing. It's like, are we trying to change mechanics, or our receivers can't? Is the timing off? Or, you know, because that could be a lot of it too. You know, as much as we want to put this, you know, if y'all really want to get down to the nuts and bolts and look at Sam's numbers, I mean, y'all see him winning games, but if you look at his, like his actual stats, it's not that good.
Right.
So, but he's a great ball player. But it's one of those things. Like, do we have receivers that just can't get off a freaking man, or they can't get open? Is it that bad this year? Because that's what it seems like to me a little bit.
Correct.
Is like Sam has to, like, anytime the receiver is open, it's either they're wide open or he has to force a ball in somewhere. But, you know, I don't know. But that's my whole thing with that. But, I mean, I think he's a great quarterback, but he's kind of gone backwards a little bit if you look at it. And I don't think it's all him to blame. I think a little bit of receivers as well and, you know. But he has more time than he had when he was first 2 years here. Remember, he used to get hammered, and he had
every
to run the ball
because
he couldn't even drop back in and without getting smoked.
Every time.
So, you know, it's just one of those things. I don't know what it is. But
basically what the texter had texted, and he said, grass is not always greener on the other side. It's greener where you water it. Keep Tom. Let's see how he does with a quarterback that fits his system. Sam doesn't fit the mold. Think JT Barrett, Greg Ward, Casey Thompson, Roshan.
Okay, let's go back to this. That's all Ohio State. Those weren't his quarterbacks. That's Urban Meyer's quarterbacks, who he was calling the plays. Like, come on. Like, you can't put those two in his mold. You know what I mean? And I understand he went to Houston and had the same type of quarterback, but Sam Ehlinger, the reason why I say you can't compare that is because if you go watch Ohio State offense and go watch a Texas offense and watch the receivers, watch the route trees, watch the different things they do designed to set up plays, you know, there's some real genius in their routes and the way that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm not seeing that here with our offense. And I don't know if that's because of, you know, receivers not getting open, not being able to beat one-on-one. But if you're one-on-one, you should be – that's the only way – like, if you want to play in the NFL, you got to win one-on-one.
Correct.
Period. You can't – you're not – none.
Here's something. You know, if – you know, we had somebody ask us earlier if – you know, if Sam would consider, you know, staying for that fifth year, if they can get an Urban Meyer or somebody like
that. He will stay.
You think
because he knows for him to develop as a player and be a better quarterback, and go higher in the draft, he would have to come back another year and get better.
Do you think he? I mean,
I would take.
I would take that coaching.
I would take that coaching.
I think we're going to have one of those Hoosier moments. Remember when Jimmy just came back to play, and he walks into the town meeting and he says, "I figure it's about time I start playing some basketball." But if I play, coach stays. What if Tom or Sam comes back and says, "Hey, I'll come back next year, but we got to keep Tom."
You don't think Sam's just as frustrated?
I don't know. It's a good question.
But even if
I don't think he's frustrated with Tom.
At the end of the day, if they want to, they want Tom out of here, Tom will be out of here.
Yeah.
Period. So even if Sam says I'll stay, he's not a Vince Young. Okay. He hasn't won nothing here. He hasn't. Everyone wants to put him in the same. I remember at the beginning of the season, they took a picture of him, Colton, Vince, like trying to put him in the same category. I was like, are y'all kidding me? Like, there should be like an Applewhite in there.
He won a bowl game.
Phil Sims. Who do you?
Chris.
We're back.
Yeah. Not that, what did I say? Phil
you
Sims?
Said Phil.
I meant James Street.
I meant
James Street.
James Street never lost a game at Texas.
This is an interesting.
How is his number not retired?
This is an interesting text. Someone said, so you're saying Charlie lost with Max players, Tom won with Charlie's, and is losing with his?
Probably. Probably. No, Charlie had his own guys in there. Charlie was just the most undisciplined football you've ever seen in your life. It was hard to watch. It was hard to watch football with Charlie here. And you saw it when he got to USF. When he went down there, he was fired in 2 years, too. So that's not the argument anymore. We all know that Charlie wasn't the guy.
Well, Charlie, in my mind, he's a hell of a football coach, but he's not a head coaching guy.
He's a defensive coordinator.
Well, and not at the University of Texas, because, again, to Casey's point earlier, there's a ton of politics that are involved when you're head coach at University of Texas, to include the athletic director and all the boosters and all the politics.
Yep.
Charlie didn't want to play that game.
Charlie was quoted by a fellow realtor as saying that when he's done coaching football, he goes home.
What did you say?
When he's done coaching football, he goes home.
Who said that?
Charlie. Not, I'm going to go talk to the recruits. I'm not going to go hobnob with the boosters. He's a guy that just wanted to coach, and that's it. And that you can't do that at the University of Texas. No. That was just a bad
not
fit.
In the,
that was
not in the head
fit.
Coach position, yeah.
But even... I mean, even if he could have handled that, he wasn't the right, you know, you could, just the product on the field.
Yeah.
You know, all you boosters that want to get rid of Mac, I bet you all still wish we had Mac right now.
Yeah.
Because we'd be a 10-win team. Because, Mac just, you look at some of these, it comes in cycles, you know. You got a couple down years and flip it back. You know, he had like 4 down years, I know, but everybody, I don't know.
Yeah, but he still won 8-9
games. But it wasn't that down. 2009, we were in the championship.
He was still winning 8-9 games.
Yeah.
He just wasn't winning 10 games a season. So that's where y'all got spoiled, winning 10 games a season. Yeah.
Got real comfortable winning 10 games a year.
Casey played on the team, and he just said, y'all got.
Huh?
You were a Longhorn, and you're like, y'all got spoiled.
Oh, he's saying the alums.
I'm saying they
the
got
non-playing
spoiled.
Alums right. is what you're saying.
Yeah. Y'all got spoiled.
The guys with the big wallets, the bad guys.
But that's the thing is that's what the standards are at Texas. And that's where it got lost somewhere. You know, when I was talking earlier in the show about, the standard of being a Longhorn, like the pride and the winning tradition of a Longhorn when not being trusted to the weak nor the timid, right? So like that's been lost somewhere. The fight, like dog, Mad Dog had like, he had Shep and Big Bruce. Big Bruce, he does all the Olympic track people.
Yeah,
like so that's Sonya Richards. That was Sed B. All them when all the speed guys would go work with him during off season here in Austin, right? So Mad Dog had and they would punish you. Like I remember Shep put me on the stair stepper for the whole workout period. And, I was trying to turn it down. He would turn it back up. You know what I mean? But, I mean,
what
I
did you do?
Like, 45 minutes to an hour, probably.
Wow.
Straight on the stair stepper at, like, level. I mean, that was bad. Steady pace. There was no like, I was done. But I mean, I was, you know, it's just there's discipline. Like you, and then you know, you had older guys that would, you know, if you don't meet this standard, you know,
beat it.
You're gonna be, in practice. You're gonna get your ass whipped bad because we're coming. You know what I mean? And that you quickly be like, all right, well, yeah,
you guys would sniff those guys out and just go even harder on them.
Oh, yeah, and they'd be like, all right, bye. And that guy, you're like, yeah, he'll never meet the field. Well, there's guys that were going to come in our recruiting class before we even, like, step foot on this university, like, with Longhorn cleats. And I remember Coach Brown and Tim Brewster asking me about this D, and I said, nope. I said, because we played with him in an All-American game, and he was just – and I was playing D-tackle at the time. And he was like – he asks us about this kid. He ended up playing D end at Notre Dame. And, like, do we want to get him? And me, Blaylock, and all was like, no, hell no, this guy sucks.
Did he end up being a player?
Or? No.
Yeah.
But he was a five-star recruit.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And
how much does that – I mean, is there a lot of – as a player or as a recruit, were you recruiting other players to come to Texas?
No, I wasn't. I mean, I don't – I never followed all that stuff. I never was, you know, we didn't have the internet like that. We did, but I mean, you know what I mean? It wasn't.
It was dial up.
You know, yeah.
AOL. It wasn't AOL chat rooms.
It wasn't the internet that you have today where you can go look at, you know, high school players play. There's none of that. You had to make a name for yourself. You couldn't just go throw your tape out there and let everyone see it and like, oh, look at this, look at this.
Look at me.
And they all show, and the funniest thing is they all show like, okay, I don't want to see your like five best plays. I want to see two series, three series in a row and see what you know what I mean? That's the way I...
Yeah, I mean, you could anybody can make a highlight film. You just got to be consistent.
Right.
So, I don't know.
So we've had kind of the same theme here, just talking about Texas needs to hire a coach who has won championships, not just coordinators. Someone else said Texas has to hire a big dog head coach, not someone who's on the job training like Charlie and Herman. And then Chief texted in and said, standards, that went out the window when Tom was mocking opponent quarterback, flipping off cameras before the news conference, headbutting before the game. He's arrogant and immature.
I don't think the backpack thing was bad. They were talking crap. So that whole backpack thing.
Is that the bag deal?
Yeah.
Like get the bag?
So at bowl games, you meet up with the other team, right? And apparently at the Alamo Bowl or wherever it was, Missouri – they went on stage and they were talking crap. They're like, this is what we do when we score touchdowns and we're going to score a lot of touchdowns this weekend. You know, like talking straight up. Like we were the type of team where we would have got up and just left the whole event and be like, all right, y'all going to die tomorrow.
Right.
And so like when all that happened, they're talking mess and Texas kept their cool and just, you know, and they went out there and whooped up on Missouri. Like I think that was warranted. The headbutting thing, that's bad. Like, you shouldn't have to headbutt your players.
I'm okay with the trash talk and all that at a bowl game, but not necessarily from the head coach.
Hmm? Shoot.
You think Mac would have done that?
Mac talks trash more than y'all think.
I don't see Mac Brown talking a lot of trash.
He talks a lot of trash.
Really?
Yeah.
I just figured he nices everybody to death.
He just didn't get caught.
He's a good person. Great player, but better person.
Yeah, but see, Mac was a guy like if we lost, it was his fault. If we won, it was all us.
Correct.
Wow, that's leadership.
Yeah, he'd take blame for everything. Nah, it's on me. You know, flip his hair over.
We got to do a better job as coaches. Yeah. These kids are good.
Mac,
we got to put them in better positions to win the ball game. That's my Mac Brown.
Tackling is an epidemic.
Yeah, but I mean, our defense, like, how do you not tackle somebody? I don't know. Like, special teams coach we brought in because he's supposed to be some guru. I didn't get to see all the Baylor game on the punts and stuff. Was the punt better or was Baylor getting there close?
Baylor's a couple years away.
We'll see today at 3 o'clock because Oklahoma State's going to come after it.
Mm-hmm.
After the punts. So we'll see today if they fix that part of it. And then... You know,
but you keep, I mean, this was the year that Tom, you know, basically flipped the coaching staff upside down. He's bringing in guys that were supposed to make an instant impact, and we haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, Jay Boulware is a great football coach, but we haven't seen the special teams
prosper or get better.
So there's a disconnect somewhere between coaches and players or something. You know what I mean? So it just doesn't, you know, it's just one of those things. And it's like, it's, I don't know. It's just weird. I've never been a part of a team that has that disconnect. You know, everyone's always trying to get better for every team I've ever played for. So it's hard for me to put my head on it and like head around, you know, why aren't y'all trying?
Well, that,
you know?
And that's just the frustrating part, I think, that a lot of Texas fans are going through is, what is it? Because you can't put your finger on one. I mean, we got the senior quarterback. We got the high star players. We got the up-and-coming coach. Why is this not working?
You know, I don't know. It's there's a disconnect, but I know nobody wants to lose, but like, y'all act like you don't care about losing. And that's what really makes me mad. It's like, you don't care that you lost, it seems like.
I just want to see somebody go in there to instill. I just want to see that Texas player.
I want to see someone knock somebody out.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus, someone get mad.
They're going to have to bring the energy today.
Yeah, because that defense, they got six returning starters coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma State, you know, they're. You know, they saw what Oklahoma did. They saw what TCU did. They saw what Texas Tech started doing. They started running the twist, and they started press man. And if you can't run the ball, pick up a twist, or get off man coverage when they're pressed, there's not much you can do to it today.
Yeah.
And if y'all want to win the ball game, you have to turn it around. You have to turn it up.
Right.
A lot of notches, and start playing as a team and come together and – start fighting. And if that doesn't happen today, then yeah, we're not going to win the ball game.
Thus is the era we live in, Texas football. Casey, what do you have going on at Whitfield's today?
We got full menu. It's our first week back, so
you got mahi tacos?
No, I eat all those in Cabo. We actually did ceviche and sashimi.
Nice.
Gosh,
on the boat?
Yeah, right on the boat.
Fresh.
That was awesome. Oh, yeah. That's always the best. Yeah, I'm spoiled from that trip.
So we got some PPA today?
PPA?
Or pulled, PPB?
Pulled pig ass?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got plenty of pulled pork, got ribs, chicken, turkey, brisket, as always, boudin, got our good boudin back in.
Nice.
Kolaches?
Kolaches will be next week. What else we got?
Some, you know, pickled
all our sides, pickled pineapples and strawberries and coleslaw, potato salad, peach cobbler.
God, I'm just getting hungry.
I know.
Yeah, so we got the whole menu there. Also, we'll be coming out with our Thanksgiving. So anybody wants fried turkeys day of or smoked turkeys?
Yeah, how would somebody, if I want to order another turkey like I did last year? That was great, by the way.
Yeah, just hit us up on Facebook and DM us and we're going to start. I mean,
slide into Casey's DMs.
Yeah, because we did. I think I did 60 turkeys last year.
Yep.
So I'll do another that many this year at least. So
you made it really easy on mom last year. She thoroughly enjoyed that.
Yeah, deep fried turkeys are
the
best.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
But hey, we got to take a quick commercial break and be right back with our last segment, Big Ugly Tailgate. I swear Lane Kiffin gets another chin every year.
He does.
Every college he goes to, he gets another chin. But is he still married?
Not to the same woman he was with at USC.
Yeah, I figured that. I'm a playboy.
He's probably enjoying his time down in Mississippi.
Ole Miss.
Got the Pirate taking on Nick Saban today.
I'm interested in that game today.
I am too.
I don't know if this is the year, but next year will definitely be fun to see Mississippi State when Leach gets his, you know,
gets his stuff together.
A few more of it, you know, is really dialed in his offense, you know, because his offense isn't the easiest, you know what I mean?
It's fun.
So, no, it's awesome.
Be fun to play in.
Yeah. But getting them used to that. So, you know, I still think though today, I don't think the talent's there in Mississippi State yet. But
no. All the talent's at Alabama.
all the talents at Alabama. So that's the thing is I don't know on those lines, but, you know.
That's why they play the ball game.
That's why they play the ball game. But they'll give them a little headache there. Last night, KSU's team dinner, huh? They always gave you steaks. We always did pasta.
Some good things happen at Kansas State right now. First 4-0 start to the Big 12 ever. Or no, yeah. since 2014 for K-State.
Yeah, they'll roll West Virginia today. If Texas wins out and they have to play them, they play them in the last game of the season, it's going to be a tough game. But, I mean,
K-State's been a tough game for us.
Yeah, especially in Manhattan.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's one of those things if Texas wins out, I think Herman's here next year.
I hope so. I hope they give him a shot. I mean, we talk about wanting to see more fight from him, but when the season's not going your way, I think he's just trying to get through the season at this point with his job intact.
Yeah, but I mean,
he's got a couple big games. He's got three teams ranked in the top 25 still left on his schedule. So if he can win out, yeah, I think Tom's here next year if he wins out.
Yeah, right.
But I think for Tom to be here next year, he's got to put. This Texas team has to put forth some effort today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they got to be competitive. They got to come in there with a mindset that they're going to go up there and, as Case would say, whoop some ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have to. I have so many people hit me up. He's not winning out.
Could.
No, I mean, that's the only way. But, you know, everyone's calling for his head. So. And he knows it. I mean, he hears it. So either he mans up, lets him hang, or wins out the rest of the season, or he hangs it up and rides off.
Dials it in.
You know, because...
Yeah, at what point do you use that as motivation to work to try to turn it around? Or do you just roll over?
But, I mean, it's one of those things, like, you have to use that to have players get ready to go play a football game. It's dumb.
Right.
You shouldn't have to get hyped to go play a game.
The number six team in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you should be ready to go bang. Like, come on, man. Go upset them in their house? Shoot. My buddy right now is on a duck pond.
Nice.
Bastard.
Y'all been doing any hunting?
I have not.
I have two trips this month. Nice. Cannot wait.
I have not.
Whitetail. You gonna shoot some birds or?
Whitetail.
Nice.
Or axis or mule or.
Whatever crosses your
path. Whatever.
It flies. Can you finish a whole burrito at one in a million?
You're talking about their
overly potato?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, give me less potato and some more meat.
Yeah, but you're going to one in a million for that handshake.
Absolutely. Clap/handshake.
Not anymore.
Yeah. No, that's a big breakfast taco now. I don't know. I don't think I could take down a whole one.
No, I definitely couldn't.
It's going to take me at least three or four tortillas.
Yeah, it's opening day of the youth season. So all the young kids right now are plowing ducks.
Nice. Lucky ducky.
And opening day of deer season as well, so that's fun.
Coming up, y'all be sure to go follow us on all of our social media at Big Ugly Tailgate. Keep the conversation going throughout the week. Should be an interesting day.
And come see me at Whitfield today. Games at 3. Come fill up and... hopefully we can beat these Cowboys' asses today.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Big Ugly Tailgate.
Adios.